Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Stories for Children. In this, you are about to listen Story of Saint Manika Vasagar, Part 1, presented by Sri Avadayar Kovil Ganesh. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Thiruchitrambalam. Hi children, today I am going to tell you the story of Saint Manika Vasagar. Thiruvadavurar was born in a small village known as Vadavur near Madurai. Madurai is the capital city of Pandya kings. You know, in ancient Tamil Nadu, we had Chola, Chera and Pandyas. Madurai was the capital city of Pandya kingdom. Madurai is also the place where we have the Meenakshi Sundareswarar temple. Madurai is the place where Lord Shiva has performed his divine miracles. We also call them as Thiruvalaiyadal. Thiruvalaiyadal Puranam, which explains about the divine games of Lord Shiva. It was written by Paranjyothi Munivar. In the Vadavur village, there was a Brahmin couple with the name of Sambhupada Charidar and Sivajnanavadi. To them, Thiruvadavurar was born. When he was young, he showed a remarkable ability to learn. He learned all the Vedas, all the scriptures and 64 arts. He became very excellent in his education. He was also a handsome young man. The name and fame of Thiruvadavurar spread far and wide. Like how the fragrance of a jasmine flower spreads everywhere, the name and the ability of the Thiruvadavurar spread far and wide. Thiruvadavurar belonged to a family known as Amatyas. From this ancient renowned family, we have lot of ministers and able administrators. The name and fame of the Thiruvadavurar reached the King Arimandana, was the ruler of the Pandya kingdom. Then Thiruvadavurar visited the kings. The king was attracted by the talent and ability of this young man and appointed him as the chief minister of his kingdom. Thiruvadavurar administered the kingdom through the path of Dharma. So the people of the kingdom were very happy and prosperous. In spite of his able administration, in the mind of Thiruvadavurar, that he was looking for a spiritual guru who can enlighten him and who can show him the path. In the meantime, because of his able administrative capabilities, the king became very happy and conferred upon him the title Tendavan Brahmarayar. In spite of administrating kingdom, the mind of Thiruvadavurar was looking for a spiritual guru who can show him the true path, and he wanted that guru to lead him to salvation in this birth itself. His spiritual thirst was increasing day by day. But soon, one day, his earning has come to an end. How? Let us see. One day, some attendants of the king informed the king about the arrival of horses at the eastern seaport. And the king was also looking to strengthen his army. Because if you take an army, the king is having an army to protect his kingdom from enemies, and also he has to protect his borders. In olden days, horses were playing a main role in army. So, a king should have a chariot, should have a soldier, and should also have horses in his army. By hearing this news, the king wanted to buy those horses and he wanted to strengthen his army. Now, the horses are there. Someone should go and buy. The king called the chief minister himself and he asked him to go to the seaport, okay, and he wanted him to personally transact the purchase of all the horses according to the need. And the minister was also given treasure and all the necessary financial help to buy those horses. So, the Thiruvadavura, who was the chief minister of that kingdom, started his journey. After passing through different towns and villages, he was nearing a place called Thiruperundurai. In Thiruperundurai, he heard a chanting of divine songs. Hara Hara Shiva Shiva, Hara Hara Shiva Shiva by lot of people. It was too attractive for him to miss. He got down from his palanquin and he went to that place where he was hearing the sacred chants. There, he went to that place where he saw the divine Lord Shiva himself teaching to his disciples. By looking at the guru, the chief minister, Thiruvadavura has realized he is none other than his spiritual guru who is going to give him salvation, who is going to give him Shiva Diksha. Okay? Thiruvadavura fell at the feet of his guru. He has given up his official post, that is the chief minister of the Pandya kingdom, and he has become the disciple of the Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva gave him Shiva Diksha and he initiated him. Now, the guru's words have become very important to Thiruvadavura. He became very happy and delightful. He cannot express his happiness through words. See? Then he also, as per his guru's order, he renovated and built temples in Thiruperundurai. Thiruperundurai is also known as Avadayar Koyal. It is near Pudukottai. Okay? So there we still have the temple which was repaired by Thiruvadavura. The beauty of the temple is that Lord Shiva is worshipped without any form. Even for goddess, we have only Father Darshanam. In that temple, we do not have any Nandi statue. So normally, when you go to any Shiva temple, there you can see Nandi's statue in front of the Lord. But in Thiruperundurai, which is also known as Avadayar Koyal, we do not have Nandi statue in front of Lord. And let me tell you again, Lord is without any form. We have only Avadayar, that we do not have any lingam in the sanctorium of the temple. As per the Guru's command, he also renovated the temple and built some temple. He was spending all the money he brought to buy horses in this divine work. And he also sung about his Guru, that is Lord Shiva, and he gave Thiruvasagam there. He also gave these beautiful words in Tamil. Thennaarudaiya Sivanai Potri Namachivaya Vaazhga Naadan Thaan Thaal Vaazhga. On hearing all the songs coming out of his mouth, which are like ruby. So ruby is what? It is one of the Navaratnas. Okay? Nine gems. So ruby is precious and priceless. Lord Shiva conferred upon him the title Manika Vasagar. Manika Vasagar. He who speaks like ruby, which are precious and priceless. Days passed by and the Pandya king Harimardana came to know about these facts. And he issued a royal order to his ex-minister to immediately come back with all the horses. Manika Vasagar did not know what to do. He took refuge at the feet of his guru, Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva came to his rescue and commanded him to go to Madurai at once and tell the king that the fleet of horses would reach there on the Avani Mulam day. So, as per the Tamil calendar, the month, Avani is the month, Mulam is the star of the day. Okay? So he said, on the day of Avani Mulam, you will get back his okay. So Manika Vasagar, again, he went to the Madurai and informed the king about the coming Avani Moolam, you will get all his answers. The king became pleased and complimented him. And we know all the kings have their own spies. The spies inform the king about what has happened. And they also inform him that Avani Moolam is nearing, but horses are not near Madurai. The king became very angry and he punished Manikavasagar. So what the king did? He ordered the saint Manikavasagar to be put in prison. Manikavasagar, now one day he was the chief minister of Madurai, that is Pandya kingdom, and the next day he was put in prison. He was wailing and appealing to his guru to help him and rescue him. And the Lord Shiva came to the disciples' rescue on the day when the Avani Moolam arrived. Just at the appointed hour, the king Arimandana saw the whole of Madurai is filled with horses and they were led by strange looking horses. The king became very pleased again and ordered the release of Saint Manikavasagar. Okay. Now, who has come as the chief man of the horses? The Lord Shiva has come there in the disguise of a horse killer. He displayed the whole cavalry of horses to the king and handed over the charge to the king. The king really felt very happy and he also became very joyous and he knew that his money's worth horses are there. As per the tradition, he presented gifts and gold to the our Lord Shiva. As per the custom of the art seller, the Lord simply took the present at the end of his whip and threw them on the horses without bowing to the king and thanking him. The king became really wild and angry, but Saint Manikavasagar calmed him down and told him, this is what they do. There is no disrespect. Okay? Now, the king became very happy and he felt he had his horses so he can strengthen his army. Now, what is going to happen? We'll see next.